Rainy morning from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I was looking at Steve Ballmer the other day. He's a basketball owner, but he's also a very rich man.
A very rich man. And if you are, any listeners out there are particularly exercised by inequality, then you are probably not going to like this little update.
Met him once. Very likeable, very jovial, ebullient.
Ebullient, yeah. Yes, and he's got the LA Clippers basketball team. So we're talking about net worth here, and I don't know, there is something a little bit uncomfortable about this, I suppose. This is the $100 billion club in terms of people's net worth. That's $100 billion US dollars, and New Zealand dollar's a little bit weaker this morning. So in New Zealand dollar terms, we're talking just a paltry 144 billion New Zealand dollars. So there are now actually 9 individuals in the world who have net worth over that mark, and Steve Ballmer, as we said, ex-CEO of Microsoft, he's joined the club. He made his wedge through Microsoft shares, obviously, and there could almost have been 10 this week because Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, he's hovering just outside the cut. Now, sort of post-COVID, I suppose, the last 12 or so months, there's been a big rally in tech shares, and that's what really has boosted the fortune of these people. I mean, Jeff Bezos, he's over 200 billion now. He's up about 22% his net worth this year. Elon Musk's in there, Mike. He's 177 billion US dollars. Zuckerberg's in there, Larry Page, Warren Buffett. If you look at these 9 members and Ellison just hovering outside the cut, these characters have added $245 billion to their net worth since the start of this year. Mm. And a statistic that I'm just not quite sure what the adjective is for this statistic, because they are collectively worth $1.36 trillion. So that's just a shade under two. I mean, it's sort of grotesque in a sense, isn't it? There's only one non-American in there, Bernard Arnault. He's the chairman and chief executive of LVMH Moët Hennessy, Louis Vuitton. And look at some of these tech shares, Mike. I mean, Microsoft's up 25% so far this year. Apple just under 30%. And so these guys, and yes, they are all men, they've had a good 2021, shall we say.
Well, that's why they're all buying rockets, of course. Now, some deals locally this week.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap this all up. There's been a whole lot of action going around New Zealand this week, so we're just going to wrap all these deals up, and I'm going to rattle through them as quickly as I can. So the banks, after multiple forays into other areas of financial services, the big banks continue this trend of looking to retrench, refocus their businesses on core banking, you know, mortgages, bank accounts, that stuff. We've seen most of the banks reducing their exposure to wealth management, funds management outside of KiwiSaver. They're still fully committed to that. But insurance, life insurance, so previous years, ASB, CBA, they sold off their life insurance business. Now, Westpac has announced the sale of their life insurance business. This one's gone local. They've sold the business to Fidelity Life for just $400 million. So further rationalisation. Some of the details interesting here. Fidelity Life are partially owned by New Zealand Super, so you and I own that business. And they will help fund the deal with a new investor into Fidelity Life, which is Naitahu Holdings. And it involves a 15-year life insurance distribution between Fidelity and Westpac New Zealand. Yesterday, AMP Capital, the Australian arm, they announced the sale of their global equity and fixed income funds management arms to Macquarie Asset Management. Now, that includes the funds management business here in New Zealand. Now, there's been a heap of change for AMP after their very sort of well-publicised governance difficulties in Australia. Been a very well-known brand name in New Zealand financial services, Mike. Every little town had an AMP agent, didn't they? They manage a lot of funds in New Zealand, so we're going to be seeing less of the AMP name going forward. Little deal for Radius Care as well, the retirement village owner and operator, newly listed on the local exchange. They're buying a few properties that they already operate, so they're raising $50 million. So plenty going
nice.
On.
Nice,
plenty
nice.
Going on locally.
What are the numbers?
Well, the markets have sold off a little bit this morning. There's a little bit of concern about growth. So we're actually seeing interest rates fall in the US, which is somewhat counterintuitive at the moment. And that lack of the bit of concern over growth is knocking the markets. So the Dow Jones, 34,325, down 360 points, just over 1%. The S&P 500, 4,321, down 36.84% fall. The NASDAQ, 14,560, down 100 points. 0.71. FTSE 100, that soccer match, that didn't help. The FTSE 100, they're down 120 points, 1.7%, 7030. The Nikkei, 28,118, down 249.88% fall. Shanghai Composite, 3525, down 28. But this Australasia markets did okay yesterday. The ASX 200 up 15, closing at 7341. Small rise in the NZX 50, up 5 points, 12,752. On the currencies, 0.6952 against the US, a little bit weaker, 0.9349 Aussie, 0.5872 euro, 0.5046 pounds, 76.35 Japanese yen, gold $1,799.13, Brent crude steady $73.65.
You're a shining light in a weird old world. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.